Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to chat with one of our favorites, a guy who's been blacklisted from going on the morning show, Tyler Kennedy, Penguin Stanley Cup champ. Is that your decision, Tyler, or is that Crowley's decision? Are you choosing to not talk to them, or is that Adam having beef with you and not inviting you on? Can we get to the bottom of that, please?
I don't know. I'd love to, I think we have a funny relationship, me and Crowley, but again, these are my spots, right?
Yeah.
The afternoon at 2:35 with you guys, and then Thursday mornings from 10 to 11.
With Joe, yeah. And notably, again, nothing in there with Adam Crowley. I think you and Crowley at first had a good relationship, a couple good moments, and then it was all downhill from there, Tyler.
Yeah, I guess so.
Has Joe done the following when you've been in studio with him? That was him yawning on the air yesterday.
Yes, I've heard that multiple times. And I've actually seen Bob do it mimicking him, so it's even funnier.
Have you... Where would Joe rank if you were ranking him against all of your teammates? Because I'm sure you don't have to name names here.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, if you want to name names, that would actually be cool. Joe's a strange bird, but we like him. Who's the strangest guy you ever played hockey with on a team? Professionally.
Oh boy. Probably like not strange, but different. You know, like when you think about it, we get
quirky
guys,
like a quirky dude.
Oh, the guy that was probably the most different was probably Brent Burns, from all the different stuff he'd had, from the snakes to, like, you know, carrying the big pack sack to having the Vitamax shaker and just doing a bunch of different stuff. He was probably the guy that was like probably the most interesting to talk to and be around.
He collected snakes.
Yes. Yes. He had a bunch of different snakes. He's like, loves animals. Like, he's got a bunch of dogs, snakes, like reptiles. Like, he's a reptile kind of guy, but he was so fun to be around, 'cause he had, again, a lot of just different interests than the usual hockey player. For quirky and different like that, it's hard to bring any names into it. You know, again,
is Sid the most superstitious player that you've ever played with?
Because
I always like the hockey superstitions, which I think are far and away the strangest among all the four major sports in this country.
Yeah, like obviously Sid has like so many different routines and superstitions, but the problem with Sid, and he's played for so long, and he's been so successful. So I don't think there's a problem with his superstitions.
Sure.
If he wasn't doing good, or, you know, again, usually you do superstitions when they work and you feel good when you do them. And for Sid, they've been working for 21 years. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever play. So it's hard to call a guy out when he's that good.
All right, here's some breaking Penguins news, TK. Good thing we have you on. This is from Pierre LeBrun, who was the guy that had that scoop about Sid and his agent from back at the meetings in Vegas before the season started. He is reporting that Evgeny Malkin and Kyle Dubas are going to have a sit-down during the Olympic break, because I don't think Russia is allowed to play in the Olympics still, with everything that's going on politically. So Malkin and Dubas going to sit down and have a conversation about his future with the organization. What do you think Malkin wants out of that conversation, TK?
Maybe clarity on what's going to happen next year. I think it's just good to have good communication with the GM. So everyone knows where they're standing. And it could be, Kyle, like, dude, you're playing at such a high level. Like, we can use you next year. Like, you're playing that good right now. And it seems like you found another gear. I know it's still early, but it could be a real positive meeting because of how Malkin has played. And with Kyle Dubas, he just probably wants clarity of where Malkin stand, like where he stands emotionally, physically, his attitude, just getting a feel on him. And what might be probably the best opportunity when there's a break in the year for him to talk about it.
What do you think is a fair 1 year offer to make to Malkin, to get him to come back and play at 40 next season?
I think it depends how many points he puts up this year,
Let's say he's a point a game guy and plays close to the whole season.
He's got 23-19.
So let's
right
say
now.
He gets 85 Ooh. Points. 85 points, plays close to the full slate of games.
Probably five million, 5.5.
I would do that.
I would sign for that immediately. 100%. He's still super fun to watch when he really gets going. He's
man,
just,
that would be giving the Penguins a bargain, I feel like, TK.
It would be. On the open market, absolutely it would be.
Maybe a hometown discount for how long he's been here.
TK, I got another one for you. This is also something that is, I think, in the last 2 days this now happened. Harrison Brunick is eligible to play in the AHL on a conditioning loan. Okay, so he could do that. That's an option. But Dan Muse, this is in the last half hour, on the plan or what's next for Brunick. Quote, we have a plan for him, and we've been working through that plan. There's on ice, there's off ice, there's video. There's a lot of things, too, that have gone on behind the scenes, which might not be as evident there, end quote. And then Brunick said, quote, right now it's obviously tough watching all the time, but it's my job just to show up and do the best I can, and my time will come. They have a plan for me, end quote. What do you think right now that plan is going to end up being this year for Brunick?
Well, I think they know they have to get him in games. So I think he's going to be sent down on a conditioning to get those games in. He'll probably go to juniors, right? Like the World Juniors to get even more games in. And I think they're going to probably like burn a year and let him play some games in the NHL, because we all know there's going to be injuries on that defensive core. You know, obviously we've been healthy, but they're going to give him time. I think the plan is to keep him up. When you think of the staff and when they say they're doing video and all that extra, like, he's getting more attention and more everything up here compared to going back to where he played. He's just getting more development, better everything up here, and they know that, and that's why they're going to keep him up.
Tyler Kennedy, we'll talk again next week. We'll see you tomorrow on the afternoon show, and we'll never hear on the
morning midday
show.
Yes, oh, yeah. The midday Thank show. You. Yes.
See you, TK.
Boys, I'm actually golfing with Crowley tomorrow in the morning, but anyways.
You're golfing with Crowley?
Tomorrow morning.
I didn't even know he golfed. TK, I do golf. Me and you still have to make this happen.
Yeah, Chris actually likes you and vice versa. All right, see you, TK. Goodbye.
All right, boys. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.